السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome again sisters to continue إن شاء الله with تفسير سورة الحديد. We will start with verse number 20. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو. So Allah is telling us, be aware, understand, know that this worldly life is nothing. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, this is it is nothing but حَصْر وَقَصْر, it is nothing but لَعِبْ وَلَهُ وَزِينَ وَتَفَاخُر and تَكَافُر, five things, and the dunya issues will not go beyond these five things. لَعِبْ, play, this regarding الجوارح. اللعب is with the limbs of the body. Like for example, being busy with worldly affairs which will prevent us from praying and from doing what Allah obligated. Either by going out, traveling, playing football, PlayStation, listening to whatever. So, لعب. As for اللهو, اللهو is a state of غفلة of the heart. So اللعب is with the limbs. اللهو is when the heart is unaware, distracted, unattentive, غفلة, void. It is nothing in the heart. Nothing in the heart. The heart is not aware of the reason of our creation, no aim. So this is the lahu. طيب, the third is, and Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen is saying, when the heart is empty, void, this will make the person with this unaware heart, this person will never be able to taste the sweetness of doing an act of obedience. And not only this, usually the obedience has good effects. When someone obeys Allah and does an act of worship, then Allah thanks this for the person, and he will find that his heart is tranquility in the heart, content. His Allah facilitates all the issues. But when the heart is unaware, and even if he prays, the heart is totally unattentive, just praying like this with physically only, then he loses the sweetness of the act of worship and loses the khair of the worship. Okay, third is zina wa zinatun. Zina, it is the adornment, beautification, something which you find beautiful. طيب, zina can be in the clothes, what we wear. And now, subhanallah, the zina, this fitna of clothing and fashion, it can be by cars, it can be by houses, palaces, whatever, a palace, a house, a luxurious house, furniture. So subhanallah, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen is saying, this zina, it is in the heart of everyone. Even if someone does not have enough money, he is in himself, he is a needy person, yet he does care, or she does care, to have a nice house, to spend on nice furniture, nice cuddly, nice carpets. And this happens, subhanAllah. And you find her, she can borrow, she can take a loan. Some here in Egypt, if a girl is about to get married, she goes and she works for maybe 5 years, working hard to save money to be able to buy beautiful furniture and the best of يعني بقى what is needed in the house to furnish her house the best. So imagine working for 5 years so that she can have a beautiful house. So the heart is attached to this. وتفاخر. So now we have now how many بقى لعب with the limbs. لهو, the heart is unattentive. زينة, the adornments of cars and clothing and furniture and these things. Fourth is وتفاخر بينكم, boasting and showing off. Subhanallah. تفاخر. Like now people boast with their mobile. People boast with their brand of their shoes or brand of the bag. Very important now to have a bag which is expensive brand. Boasting with their cars. Especially in, subhanAllah, in Egypt. يعني, I don't know what about Europe, but in Egypt it's terrible. Terrible. Even the sports shoes. Even this. They boast about this. So boasting with houses, clothing, and the worst of boasting and the worst of showing off is now we find people boasting with their Islamic knowledge. And Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen said this is the most worst type of boasting. Why? Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the chance to have knowledge about Islam, about Allah and about the religion of Islam, this knowledge should have an effect on the heart. The heart should be humbled. Because the more I know, the more I know my reality. That I don't own anything actually. It's all by the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now this is the fourth. Boasting is the fourth. The fifth is وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. That people strive to have more and more money and more sons and daughters. يعني, if you have a million, you want 2 million, 3 million, 5 million. If you have a company, you want 2 companies. So, endless. So these are the five worldly desires or worldly aims which people of dunya, they care for, or the state of the people of dunya. This is the reality يعني, of the dunya. طيب, think and reflect about these five. Now I'm able to have fun and go out and travel and go shopping and have a nice time, party, making a party, inviting over my friends. طيب, can this go on forever? No. One day, I will not be able to do this. Either because I'm going to die, or I will not be able to do it. For lack of money, lack of health, lack of friends, lack of, خلاص, I'm not able. So this playing with the limbs, it will definitely end. طيب, what about this playing time? Am I going to benefit from it? On the contrary, it was a reason that I'm away from Allah and I have taqseeri, يعني I was not able to do what Allah requested from me, so I'm sinful even. It is against me. So this is the first. The second, this voidness of the heart, this ghafla. Imagine this ghafla. When I'm here totally unaware of the purpose of my creation, not able to taste or to benefit even from the acts of worship I did. If I pay zakah, I just pay it, unaware of what I'm doing. Just I have to pay it, then I pay it. While my heart, there's no intentions, no real intentions in my heart. I'm not feeling this servitude and this abudayya and this making askar. Maybe I make askar because I want Allah to protect me. So I say it with my tongue, and I'm totally unaware. So it's nothing. I'm not benefiting. On the contrary. The third, az-zina, clothing and mobiles and bags. Again, it will end. It will end. Either I will lose this or I will die. I will leave them. So either they leave me or I'm going to leave them. Fourth, boasting and showing off. Terrible. What I'm going to benefit from boasting? Nothing. Zero. Fifth, takathur fil amwal wal awlad. More and more money. And I take this money and I spend it on my pleasures and spending on my desires and spend it. And I want, even people who want kids and children, sons and daughters, they like that have a big family. They like Sheikh Ibn Uthman was saying, the man he likes, for example, to find his sons around him. If I have guests, I tell, my son, go and bring this, so and so. So it has a pleasure. But then I'm going to leave them, or they are going to leave me. It will end. So nothing remains. It's deception. It is a deception. If you take our happiness from dunya, then this is a great loss. Because definitely there will be a loss. We will lose one day. Either I go to my grave having nothing and I'm sinful, or while I'm alive, I lose everything. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen is saying, if someone would stop and think and say, now alhamdulillah, I have money, I have my health, I have friends, they love me, I have a nice house, I have a nice car, I have a great job. Type, what about after 10 or 20 years? I might now be 40, 50, 60. But when I'm 70, 80, maybe 90, if I live, if I die, so let's think about it. I will go to the grave alone. No friends, no family, nothing. But if I live, I'm going to lose the ability to have fun. My health will be affected. Not only this, he's saying, I might be a burden on my daughter or my son. A burden. So I need them. I'm not able to help and to serve myself. I'm not even able to maybe go to the bathroom or prepare a meal. I'm not able. So I need them. I'm a burden. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to be good to our parents. وَإِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. If your parents reach this elderly stage or age, then be merciful with them, bear with them, and don't tell them uff. طيب, subhanallah. So either I'm going to die, or if I'm going to stay in this dunya, then I will lose it even before I die. I will lose it by, it might be taken away from me, my friends, my wealth, whatever. Or I don't have the ability to enjoy. I don't have the health to enjoy outings and parties and going out and shopping. On the contrary, I need someone to take by my hand. It is scary for the people who are not who does not believe in Allah, who doesn't know how to that Allah suffices me. And if we don't have this, for anyone taking his happiness from these five things, it is very scary, extremely scary. What if she loses her job? What if she loses her health? If she made an accident, her wealth, then khalas, everything went away. But the believer, no, we don't take our happiness and our content from this. So Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen is saying, be aware from the fitna of the dunya. How many people, they were deceived by the dunya and they perished. Dunya was the reason for their destruction. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ says or said, Wallahi ma al-faqru akhsha alaykum. I don't fear from you, for you, from the poverty. I'm not worried that you'll be poor. What I fear for you is that dunya will be open to you. Dunya will be available, open to you. You can, wealth and dunya. فَتَنَافَسُ فِيهَا. So you are going to compete in it. كَمَا تَنَافَسْ فِيهَا مَنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Like those before you competed. فَتُهْلِكُكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. So if you compete in these five, it will destruct you the way it destructed the people before you. And he said, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, وَصَدَقَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Yes, true. So he say, look that most of those who are evildoers, the bad people, the people who causes a lot of facade, a lot of destruction in this world, like riba, like bribery, illegal transactions, oppression. You find who are behind all, most of the corruption, the rich people, the wealthy people, who disbelieved in the messengers, the wealthy people, the honorable people. So the more a person have dunya and wealth, so the more a person has wealth, friends, power, the more you have from this dunya, the more this person will be distracted, corrupted, because it is not, he find it difficult to say no to all these pleasures. Tayyib, what about the person who understood the reality of this dunya, the one whom Allah guided him to understand the reality of this dunya, how he should handle, how he should live in this dunya? So Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen is saying, a rational person, a person who have aql and smart enough, he should only take what is beneficial from this dunya and not more. يقتصر, take what is beneficial from it, make use of it, that's it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a parable, مثل. What is the aim of a مثل? Allah يعطي لنا الأمثال. المثل, this parable, is to make something which is an intangible meaning to something tangible. I can understand something which I... So a meaning is something, it's a meaning. So Allah is giving this meaning in a practical way, tangible way. So Allah is saying, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this dunya is كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما. وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. So this dunya is like what? It is like when rain drops on the plants. Rain. يعني rain a piece of land with no plants in it, and then heavy rain comes, and this rain showers on this piece of land. غيث is rain. So what will happen is the plants will start, this land will be full of flourishing plants, beautiful plants. This flowers and plants and trees, the scenery will definitely please the kuffar. أعجب الكفار. Who was a kuffar? A kuffar, Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen said, we take the meaning, al-kufr is the disbelievers. So the disbelievers will be amazed and fascinated by this beautiful scenery when the land is full with beautiful flowers and plants and trees. Because the kuffar, their heart is very attached to dunya. Their heart is very attached to dunya. So they seek their pleasure from anything which is dunya, worldly, money, beautiful clothes, beautiful flowers, beautiful whatever. Sheikh Al-Sa'di is saying, Al-Kuffar, he said that the Kuffar is the meaning of Al-Muzara, which is the one who cultivates the land. He said that it is the sowers. The one who cultivate the land. Because al-kufr comes when you uncover something, when you hide it and uncover it. So a kafir uncovers the bounties of Allah, the provision of Allah, the creation of Allah is covering it. يجحدها يكفر كفر النعمة. Saying, لا, Allah, no one created me. So this is kufr. Uncovering and hiding the provisions and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen saying the rajih is that al-kuffar, it means that it pleases the disbelievers. طيب, while بقى this disbeliever is fascinated by the scene of this beautiful garden or beautiful mazra'a, whatever, then suddenly what happens? ثم يهيج, after it was flourishing, ثم يهيج, it will wither, and then it turns yellow. This is when the plants is about to خلاص to diminish, it turns yellow. ثم يكون حطاما, then this plants, it will crumble. And this is the dunya. Exactly, this is the dunya. It was nothing. And then it started to have beautiful, beautiful cars, beautiful clothes, beautiful outings, beautiful shopping, beautiful homes. Beautiful, beautiful. So I'm fascinated. I open my mobile and I open the picture here. I want to go there to this beautiful beach. And now I have this beautiful party and this beautiful clothes and this beautiful bag. Beautiful. Subhanallah. I'm fascinated. And then suddenly, either I am taken away because I'm going to die, or I'm going to be an elder person, no power to do anything, or I'm going to lose this money, this wealth, these friends. So definitely, either the dunya will go away and leave me, or I'm going to go away and leave it, leave the dunya. either or. And this, so the meaning and this reality, look at a beautiful flower and you put it in your room. It's red, nice, flourishing, beautiful. And then watch while this flower start turning yellow and start being dry until it is, subhanAllah, it becomes nothing. It crumbles, yeah. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this? Not to be deceived. Do not be deceived. Never take your happiness and content from a worldly matter. Because in 1 second, it will be lost. Take it from our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take it from the good acts you do, from the love of the good people, when you know that you're pleasing Allah. These are pleasures which will never end, endless. So the believers attaches their heart, they don't attach their heart with dunya, never, never. They care for the benefit of the hereafter, what will benefit them in the hereafter. Okay, so Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen is saying that as for the akhirah, as for the hereafter, he's saying now, listen. Again, be attentive and listen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us. Allah is saying, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. Either or, in the hereafter, either عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, either a severe torment or torture from Allah, severe punishment, or maghfiratun min Allah wa ridwan, or forgiveness from Allah, pleasure of Allah, and the Jannah. So he's saying, what are you going to prefer? Think. Are you going to choose something which will end? It will be nothing, it will be destructed, or the eternal hereafter, eternal akhirah. If you choose the dunya, then, and you leave the akhirah, then you are going to go to adhab shadid, severe punishment. But if you choose the hereafter, if you choose the Jannah, then you are going to get forgiveness and pleasure of Allah and His Jannah. Or Ridwan. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It is something the person is deceived by it. Deception for people. So he's playing and he's having fun. And he will get nothing. And not only nothing, he will be sinful. So let's not care for the dunya. And let's really care for the hereafter. Shaykh al-Mu'athameen saying, if you are able to get the dunya out of your heart, it is not getting the dunya out of my heart. It does not mean that I don't enjoy worldly pleasures. No, but I'm not attached. I don't get my happiness only from this. I care for the hereafter. I make my calculation and decision on what pleases Allah. My aim is not to have just to have fun. Yet I can take my share of fun and my share of good talk, nice outing, nice friends, within what Allah permitted. And without this nice time to affect my obedience to Allah to affect my prayers and to affect my obligations which Allah obligated upon me. So yes, we can have a nice time, but according to the limitation of Allah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed. Now he's saying, if you are able not to attach your heart to the dunya and you care for the hereafter, then you are not going to lose the pleasure of dunya. Even if this person has no money, even if he is a poor Muslim, he is not going to lose the pleasure of dunya. He will have the share of the enjoyment and pleasures of dunya. And the proof from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. So the believer who does good deeds, عمل صالحة, من ذكر, male, أو أنثى, a female, but if he's a believer, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah is going to give him an enjoyable and a good and nice life. When you hear about the scholars, how they say this حياه طيبه, this good life, knowing about Allah and attaching your heart to Allah makes you understand how to deal with the situations, how to be content, how to accept, how not to worry, not to be sad. Subhanallah, you know that what's happening decreed by Allah. So why should I worry? Why should I say why this is happening to me? I know it is for my own benefit and I have something to say. There will be a reward for it. I just need to be patient and I'm going to be rewarded. So he say that Allah did not say, I'm going to give him a lot of money or kids or palaces and beaches. No. Allah said, فَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. So the good life is not related to money, to wealth, to health. No. A good life is related to your relationship with Allah. How you are a good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, anyone who is a good Muslim, then he or she is promised a good life. Carefree, no worries, content, accepting, acceptance, not fearing anyone, not fearing tomorrow. So he say, مطمئن, حياة مطمئنة, مستريح البال فيها, that you are مطمئن is to feel assured, مستريح البال is that no worries. Okay, we'll stop here inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني, make us from the people who cares only for the hereafter, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wallahi, يعني, take the dunya out of our hearts, and let's take our share from dunya without connecting our hearts or attaching our hearts to it. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.